Could you imagine being separated from your children and never seeing them again, or being a Nazi officer resisting to let any Jews get out of their camps? Hello, I'm Peter Werner today on Holocaust Horrors, where we have a mother named Francesca, who was separated from her family at Auschwitz, and we are also accompanied by with Gunther Heinz, and he was the one that separated her and her child and ran the concentration camp. So, Francesca, how traumatic was your experience at Auschwitz?
It was terrible. They separated boys and girls from me and my boy. They treated us really badly. Sometimes it would come and like hurt us at random times. My son didn't come out alive, but I am diagnosed with PTSD still. Thank God I got out of it before euthanasia.
Francesca, how did your son die? You didn't mention it in any other questions.
Well, believe it or not, Kurt didn't make it out of the camp alive. He was taken to Hartham euthanasia camp, where he was gassed alive. He couldn't escape with me as there were two guards by him. Poor Kurt died when he was 8.
Francesca, what were euthanasia camps?
Well, euthanasia camps were places where Jews were taken to be killed. The night I had escaped, they were ready to transport us to Hadamar, an infamous center where people could be killed. They transported hundreds onto transport trucks or even trains. The process was a painless shot into your body, but this was usually for the mentally ill and crippled.
Gunther, do you have any social life in the camps? What about you, Francesca?
Most of the time, I found myself alone in the front of the gates, guarding to make sure no Jews escaped the camp. Most of the time, I was miles away from any human life for hours a day. The times I would get to see fellow Nazis, we were so separated and introverted at that time that we didn't even bother to look at each other.
Well, our social lives were one of the things that kept us alive. Our friends were people that we could honestly talk to, and it was one of the only ways we could cope with the brutality and dangerousness of the camps. Without my friends, we wouldn't be able to be where we are today, alive and out of the camps.
Francesco and Gunther, what was the environment in the camps like for both of you? How were they different?
For us, it was horrible. Diseases spread like wildfire. Diseases like typhus and malaria were some of the worst. People that survived through the diseases had to deal with the Germans that would hurt us. Overall, it wasn't a good place to be in at all.
It was nice for us Nazis. We had air conditioning and nice beds, and we often assaulted the prisoners for fun. It was usually rainy and bad. The screams of prisoners are heard all day.
Gunther, what are your feelings towards each other?
I hate this man. He was the one who assaulted me. He said bad things to me and gave me food. He's a disgusting man.
I don't like her because she's a Jew. They are not worthy of being treated with fairness. She's lucky I even give her the little food I did.